Blog Talk Radio.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we bless you. We praise your name. We honor you. We glorify your name today. For this is the day that you have made. We will continue to rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you, Lord, for new mercies. Hallelujah. Glory to God. For the rising of the sun and the going down to the same. We bless you, Lord, for our life, health, and strength, oh God. We bless you for a heart to know more about you, a heart to receive from you Glory to God. Holy Spirit, we thank you, Lord, for meeting us here tonight. Have your way. Reveal yourself to us. Open up your word and open up our understanding. Open up your word to us, Lord. We praise and magnify your name for all those who are on the call right now, O God. We thank you, O God, that you are blessing even as I speak right now. Them and their entire family, from the youngest to the oldest, for the ones that are far off and ones that are close to you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your blessings, for your favor, for your love, for your grace, and for your mercy today. We praise your name for this opportunity and this responsibility. And we seize it voluntarily, deliberately, intentionally, Lord. We thank you, O God, for what you've done already and what you're going to do and what you're doing right now. We thank you, Lord, for having a coachable, teachable spirit, a burning desire to please you and be excellent, a willingness to work and go the extra mile, a heart of integrity and honesty, a loving heart, a forgiving heart, and a giving heart. We thank you for all this, Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We pledge our allegiance to Almighty God, to you. Your heart is the Father. Your face is the Son. Your voice is the Holy Spirit, and your hands and feet are the church. That includes us.
Yes.
We receive it in Jesus' name. And again, we give you the glory and the honor and the praise in Jesus' name. And the class, hallelujah, and everyone, the church said amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, hallelujah.
Jesus is Lord.
Got one one in the house. Hallelujah, we thank God for you because class is over. This is regular Bible study. And until we start, until we start our next semester in the Institute of Biblical Learning in February, we'll be ready, a regular Bible study. And y'all better fasten your seatbelts. Because we're going to really get into God's word. Hallelujah. Now, if you're taking notes, we want you to use your composition notebook that you bring when you come to a service, a separate composition notebook, not from the school, but a composition notebook that you bring when you listen to our Wednesday services or when you're taking notes from morning worship or you come to Sunday service. You're going to have to take notes in that. Hallelujah. And before I go on, we're not going to do any roll call because we're not in class. But what I want to do, there are some people that wanted to share, I think, the last assignment, which was a memorization assignment, to memorize 12 books of the Old Testament, either the books of history, if there are 12 of those, or the minor prophets, there are 12 of those, and you had your choice. Is anybody with us that want to do that right now? Because I promised that I wanted to, that I would allow them to do that now at this class, this Bible study. Okay, all right. So we're not going to do that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. All right. I need you to write down in your notes name of a person. His name is Neil Reyes. That's Neil Reyes. N-E-A-L is the first name. By the way, that actually means champion. and Reyes, R-E-Y-E-S, Reyes, Reyes, Neil Reyes. One of the things that I have learned through me attempting to learn more scriptures and learn about the principles and the foundational principles of God, which is enunciated, which is documented in the Holy Word, is types of prayer. And Neil Reyes has done a tremendous job in simplifying the types of prayer. There's one type of prayer that he really, really nails on the head. And we are going to share that with you today. We're going to have to do three of his videos today. It's the soundtrack of his videos. And they're in 12 to 15 minute increments. So what we're going to do, we're going to play the first one and have a 5-minute discussion if there needs to be about what was said or questions. Please write your questions down so you won't forget.
Amen. Yes.
So that when we have our 5 minutes after the video, we won't try to figure out what our question is, and we won't waste any time. Because like I said, when I say 5 minutes, I'm going to set the timer for 5 minutes. And when 5 minutes up, we go into the next video. Any questions about what I just shared, anyone?
Mm-mm. No.
All right, praise God. Here's the first one. Okay. The devil is a liar. Hallelujah. Let's go here now.
Today's topic that we're going to be speaking about is called praying in the Spirit. Again, today's topic that we're speaking about is called praying in the Spirit. And in fact, as I was before the Lord, you know, right now we're covering the different types of prayer, and we've been covering them over the past couple weeks. And today we're covering praying in the Spirit. But as I was before the Lord and was seeking exactly what he wanted me to teach on this subject and how he wanted me to get it across, one of the things he showed me was that we're actually going to take more than one day to cover this particular topic. When we talk about praying in the Spirit, we're specifically talking about praying in tongues. Now, praying in the Spirit doesn't have to be directly praying in tongues. It could also be praying in your native language, whatever that is, whether that's English or something else. But most of the time when you're praying in the Spirit, you're actually speaking in tongues. And since this is such a broad subject, or I should say such a big subject that people have so many opinions about, and most opinions are just based on secondhand knowledge that they've heard. In fact, I'll tell you that many churches across America, even the ones that believe in speaking in tongues, don't believe in necessarily practicing and speaking in tongues. Or they're so guarded over allowing tongues to be spoken within their church because they're so concerned about, you know, the interpretations or things of that nature. And so today we're going to talk about praying in the Spirit. Now, one of the things I'm going to tell you that we're going to do as well is that next week, starting next week, the Lord has informed me that we're going to go ahead and be picking up a new series, and it's going to be over the 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit. We'll go over a little bit of that later within this teaching, and we'll touch on that at times within this teaching. But starting next week, we're going to be teaching on the 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit, and the reason why I bring that up is because as we talk about the gifts of the Holy Spirit, we're going to directly be talking about praying in tongues. We're also going to be talking about the interpretation of tongues, and we're going to be talking about prophecy, which ties those two together, and we'll talk about that next week. Today, I want to talk to you, though, about praying in the Spirit. Praying in the Spirit is one of the most vital things you can do when you're praying. In fact, in your prayer time, one of the things it tells us is praying unceasingly. When we pray in the Spirit, that is something that we can do at all times. That does not have to be out loud. In fact, I will tell you it's powerful to do it out loud, But you have to be selective about when you do it out loud. What I mean by that is when you pray in tongues, it's not edifying to someone else. In other words, it doesn't build them up. Why? Because they simply don't understand what you're saying. And when they don't understand what you're saying, edification through praying in tongues is meant to build up your spirit. And there's different supporting reasons on why you pray in tongues or different things that come from that. We'll cover that within this mini teaching. But that being said, praying in tongues is something you need to be guarded over doing in front of others because you don't want to throw them off. You don't want to make them go afraid or, you know, go astray or scare them or something. But it's something you can do at any time. And I will tell you that as a believer, you should speak out loud in tongues as often as you can when you're in private or in your home. But when you, but you can pray in this at any time. In fact, you can be in a business meeting. You can be, you know, at your work, at your desk, whatever, and you could be praying in the Spirit. Now, some people might say, well, why would I want to do that? Well, stay with us over the next day or two because we're going to cover that. The first thing I want to get into, though, is what praying in tongues is. When you pray in the Spirit, you are directly fellowshipping with God. Now, how do we do that? Well, when you become a believer, and be mindful, no one who is not a believer, in other words, if someone is not saved, if they have not received their salvation, they are not filled with the Holy Spirit, and they will not be able to speak in tongues. Now, that doesn't mean that there's not imitators out there. And that doesn't mean that there's not people out there who can pretend. I remember listening to Jesse Duplantis a while back, and he was talking about a meeting he was at, and he was talking about how they'd come around and lay hands on people. And this is when, you know, before he got saved. And he said he was talking to a guy, and the guy said, man, if they come around here, I'm going to act like I can speak in tongues. And he was saying something silly like, someone stole my Honda. Someone stole my Honda. Someone stole my Honda. And what he was saying was, someone stole my Honda really fast. Someone stole my Honda. But he said it over and over, so they thought he was speaking in tongues. It was kind of funny. Anyways, when we're speaking in tongues, what you're basically doing is this. You're allowing the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, which God has given to us, to speak directly to the Father through your spirit, man. Now, I might have lost some people there. So like I said, we're going to take our time and break this down. When you're speaking in tongues, you're allowing the Holy Spirit that's inside you to speak through your spirit, man, to the Father. He'll do it in utterances. He'll do it in groanings. Sometimes he'll do it in tongues of men or tongues of angels. But he's speaking directly to the Father through your spirit, man, when you yield to that. Now, why would you do that? Well, it tells us in the Word that the Spirit cannot understand the flesh, and the flesh does not understand the Spirit. Who is the devil? The devil is not a spirit devil. The devil is a flesh devil. I'm going to say that again. The devil is not a spirit devil. The devil is a flesh devil. And when we're praying in tongues, when we allow the Holy Spirit to pray through our spirit to the Father, we're praying about things that the devil does not understand because spirit does not understand flesh, and flesh does not understand spirit. We're going to take our time and really break this subject down and go over what it means to speak in tongues and why it's beneficial. But what I want to share with you is that as we do this intro teaching to speaking in tongues, we're going to be covering over the next couple days. And as we do that, we just want to share with you that speaking in tongues is something that is vital to the body of Christ. In fact, I want to read you a scripture where it talks about it. Some people feel that speaking in tongues does not happen anymore. They feel that was something that happened within the Old or New Testament when Jesus was around and right after he left, but that it doesn't happen anymore. I'm going to tell you that that's false. In fact, it tells us that in Romans 8:26. But first, I want to read you another scripture. I want to read you 1 Corinthians 14:2. This is what it says. It says, "For he who speaks in a tongue does not speak to men, but to God, for no one understands him. However, in the spirit, he speaks mysteries." So remember, when you speak in tongues, it's so you can speak or pray in the spirit. You're praying directly to God. And when it says you're praying mysteries, it simply means that it may be something that you don't understand what you're praying about, but the Holy Spirit does, and it's something he needs you to pray about so that he can go to work for you. Remember, faith without works is dead. It's one thing to believe in faith, but it's another to operate in faith because you have a required action of you. You have to operate in faith. And the way you operate in faith is by speaking out God's words. Now, when we speak out God's words, sometimes that's the direct scripture from the Bible. But other times, that's allowing the Holy Spirit, yielding to the Holy Spirit, to pray through our spirit man to the Lord. I want to read you one more scripture before we close, and this is out of Romans 8:26. And this is for all the naysayers out there that say that speaking in tongues happened only right after, you know, in the book of Acts, and since then it hasn't happened. Well, in case you don't know, Romans comes after the book of Acts. Let's go to Romans 8:26. This is the Apostle Paul talking, and the reason why this is so important, all the original 12 apostles learned directly from Jesus, but Paul did not learn from Jesus. Paul received his instruction directly from and through the Holy Spirit. That's so important because it's the same Holy Spirit that led and taught him that is teaching us today through the Word of God. Let's read Romans 8:26. It says, "Likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses. For we do not know what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered." I'm going to read that last part again. "But the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered." Guys, when we pray in the Spirit, we're yielding to the Holy Spirit to speak through our spirit to God. And it's something that's definitely around today. Now, if you don't believe in that, that's okay. I'm not pushing this on you. I'm not saying you have to speak in tongues. But I'm telling you that as a person who believes in God, as a believer, if you're not praying in the Spirit, you're disabling or refusing to use one of your most powerful spiritual weapons you've ever been given. In fact, I will tell you that praying in the Spirit, when you talk about your spiritual arsenal, ranks right up there with the name of Jesus and with the blood of Jesus. It is so important because it is the Holy Spirit praying through your spirit, man, directly to the Father. It's like having a bat phone directly to God. I talk about the bat phone, but back in the old Batman days, you know, they had the bat phone where they'd call Batman when they needed help. And then they went to the spotlight in the sky. You know, it's like having that direct phone that goes to the president, that red phone they show on TV sometimes. This is so much more powerful than that. This is a direct line to go directly to the Father whenever you need to pray about something. Whether you understand what you're praying about or not is irrelevant. It's directly going to the Father and praying about it. Guys, I hope you enjoyed our teaching today. Like I said, stick around with us because over the next couple days, we're going to talk about praying in the Spirit. We are just dabbling in it now. But we're going to talk about the importance of praying in the Spirit, what you do with it and why it's important, and we're going to talk about benefits that come directly to it. And when we close our teaching series out, we're going to close it out with how you can receive the gift of praying into the Spirit if you haven't received that already. Guys, as always, we want to remind you to swing by our website at neilreyes.com where you can check out all of our teachings 24 hours a day at no cost. You can stream them on there 24 hours a day. In addition, we invite you to check out our YouTube channel where you can subscribe and share it with friends. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter. Guys, as always, we want to remind you that Jesus is Lord and he loves you, and so do we. Thank you, and have a blessed day.
All right, that's part one. All right, Pastor Peaches, I need you to be our timer. We got 5 minutes starting now. Any questions about what was said?
So, speaking in tongues, and I understood it's the fellowship with God, but I know there's certain people that speak in tongues, and is that a gift that eventually, you know, the people that's meant to speak in tongues will eventually get, or is that something that you develop through your learning and your teaching?
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Great question. Number one, speaking in tongues, you know, the scripture talks about in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 about different gifts of the Spirit and what diverse kinds of tongues and interpretation of tongues and prophecy. Those are gifts of the Holy Spirit. it is important for you to understand it's something that you can have because it's a gift. And as you learn, as you grow in God, as you begin to unfold his word, you'll find out that this is a mighty tool to you.
Amen.
When depression's trying to hit you, when trouble's trying to come your way, and words cannot articulate what you really want to say, or you don't know what to say, you're another weapon of your warfare. And as Neil says, he feels, and I kind of concur with that, it's on the level of the blood of Jesus and the name of Jesus is your prayer language. And so that was a good question. He's going to unfold this a little bit better because he can explain it to you better than I can. I'll be honest with you. And you'll get some more understanding as we play part two of that. So we'll address that better in the next in part two. He will actually address that. But thank you for that question. That was a great question. But it's a necessary weapon. You don't go to war without your weapons. All the weapons you can take, and you don't have to pay for this weapon. It's a gift. Wow. Over to God. Thank you, Jesus. Any other questions? So we'll address that later. Neil will address that. Any other questions? Okay, I have a comment because Neil said something about the devil is not a spirit devil. He's a flesh devil. And what he meant by that is that the devil deals with your flesh. He can't mess with your spirit. Your spirit overrides him. But his battleground is your flesh, your mind. It's like the hardware of a computer, the touchable thing. He can touch that. He can't deal with the programming from the programmer. Glory to God, Almighty God. But he can deal with the touchable things, and he can only touch the flesh. Or the carnal side, yeah, because the spirit is enmity against the flesh, and the flesh is enmity against God. That's what the word says. So, but his battleground, he doesn't know what you're saying in your prayer language. He can't read that. He don't understand what that's going on. But the Holy Spirit of God knows. So that when he said the devil is not a spirit devil, he is not in charge of dealing with your spirit, because your spirit, the Holy Spirit in you overrides anything the devil tried to do. If you let your Holy Spirit and let that reign in your life, but he will attack your flesh. That's his playground.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Any other questions? We have any more minutes? How many minutes we got?
One more minute.
Okay, anybody else? Hallelujah. Any questions? Any comments?
Now, is it possible that, you know, one day you just be praying and you never spoke in tongues before, and then all of a sudden you're speaking in tongues?
This is going to be addressed in the succeeding parts, but yes and yes. But that's one of your weapons, and you need your weapons. You need all your weapons because the devil uses all the weapons he has at his disposal, but he can't mess with
it. Time up. 5 minutes up. Ding, 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 ding.
Time's up. Okay. Part two.
If you're still using horrific-sounding wireless earbuds like these, your favorite artist is literally crying. They work so hard. Hey, what's up, guys? This is Neil Reyes, and I want to welcome you to today's episode of Champions Minute. Today, we're continuing our series on types of prayer, and today's teaching is part two of praying in the Spirit. Get ready. Today's topic that we're going to be speaking about is called praying in the Spirit, and this is part two in this teaching. Again, today's topic that we're speaking about is called praying in the Spirit, and this is part two in this teaching. If you didn't catch yesterday's teaching, I highly advise you to go back as we gave some really good foundational work as far as what praying in the Spirit is, which is referred to as oftentimes praying in tongues. So if we didn't watch that, I invite you to go back and check that out and then pick us back up on this video. Your learning, I believe, will be increased. Obviously, as you know, if you've been with us, we're right now covering the last couple weeks different types of prayer that are covered in the Bible. In fact, we're covering 9 different types of prayer that we feel the Bible talks about. We list these as main prayers the Bible states in the Bible. And as we're doing that, one of the things that we're covering now is praying in the Spirit. And praying in the Spirit is often referred to as praying in tongues. It doesn't always have to be praying in tongues. You can certainly pray in the Spirit in your native language, but usually praying in the Spirit revolves around praying in tongues. And tongues, for a lot of people who don't understand what tongues is, tongues is simply a prayer language you receive from the Lord that allows you to communicate directly with Him. The reason why people sometimes don't understand it is because there's so many opinions floating around in the world, even within churches, about what it is or isn't. And I will tell you that there's a great lack of understanding within the body of Christ on what tongues is, its effectiveness, and how to use it, and why it's beneficial. Today, we're going to cover some of the benefits, not all, it's not an exhaustive list, but today we're going to be covering a list of items that are why speaking in tongues or praying in the Spirit is beneficial. These are things I've found true within my own life, and I'm certainly excited to share them with you. You know, it tells us in the Word that the Lord tells us His Word that my people perish for a lack of knowledge or a lack of understanding. When people have a lack of understanding about how God operates, about what His Word says, and about how His Spirit moves, then we're hindered or limited in our knowledge and receiving complete and total victory through Christ. Why? Because if you don't understand all of His Word, if you don't understand how His Spirit moves, and you don't understand His character, how are you ever supposed to apply that, walk in confidence with that, and be able to go boldly before the throne in prayer for the things you need answers to, or the things you need, or the things you desire to be able to help yourself or help others out? I'm going to tell you, praying in the Spirit is what I consider to be one of your most valuable weapons within your spiritual arsenal. In fact, for me, I believe that this is such an impactful and powerful gift that's been given to you as a believer. It's your right as a believer that it ranks up there with being able to leverage the name of Jesus and being able to leverage the blood of Jesus. Praying in the Spirit is so important. And as believers, when we know what that is and how to leverage it, it increases our walk. Now, a couple things I want to clarify. Sometimes people think that when they pray in tongues, there always has to be an interpretation, and that's actually not accurate. What we're going to do starting next week is we're going to be covering the 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit. And those are broken down actually into 3 groups of 3. You have your power gifts, your inspirational or motivational gifts, as they're referred to sometimes, and then you have your revelation gifts. Your inspiration or motivational gifts are actually 3 different gifts. It's the gift of speaking in tongues, it's the gift of interpreting in tongues, and the gift of prophecy, which ties the two together. And when I say ties the two together, we'll get to that and what that actually means. So stay tuned with us if you really want to learn what this subject is about, because this is so important for you to know as a believer. I want to start off with a little bit of foundational teaching, foundational scriptures, I should say, and then I'm going to go right into the benefits of speaking in tongues or praying in the Spirit. The first thing we want to go into is 1 Corinthians, and this is 14:2. 1 Corinthians 14:2. For he who speaks in a tongue does not speak to men, but to God. For no one understands him. However, in the Spirit, he speaks mysteries. And when we talk about this, when it says about speaking mysteries and that no one understands him, no one understands him unless there's an interpretation. And like I said, we're going to get to that. But we'll get to that next week, or in our next series, I should say. But that being said, speaking in tongues or speaking in mysteries means that you may not understand naturally what you're praying about, but praying in tongues is when the Holy Spirit prays through your spirit man directly to the Father. Again, praying in tongues is when you yield to the Holy Spirit and you allow the Holy Spirit to pray through your spirit man directly to the Father. I want to read you another one, and this is out of the book of Romans. There are so many teachings out there of people or faith-driven denominations, and this is not knocking on anybody, but some people just believe that speaking in tongues is not real anymore. It doesn't exist. It only operated during a short period during the books of Acts, which is right after Jesus, you know, right after his resurrection, and the apostles were filled in the upper room with all the other 120 who were there, Gentiles alike and everything, and they started speaking in tongues, and people wondered what was going on with that, okay? What I'm going to tell you is that speaking in tongues, okay, is a gift from the Holy Spirit. Tomorrow we're going to talk about how to receive the gift. Today we're going to talk about the benefits, okay? Now, one thing I want you to know, sometimes when people hear a tongue, they may not understand it, and they're wondering what language that is. Now, here's something the Lord wanted me to, that he impressed on me to share with you. When someone speaks in a tongue, they're either in tongues of a man or they're tongues of an angel. What I mean is they're tongues of man or tongues of angels. If they're tongues of men, that doesn't have to be a current language or dialect that's in this world today. It could be something from the past that doesn't exist anymore or is not in practice anymore. At other times when it's in the language of an angel, I will tell you that sounds much different. One time I was at a Bible study that I led, and afterwards we got in prayer, and as we did a prayer circle, there was someone who really needed some prayer, so they came in the middle, we laid hands on them and prayed, and as we did, I just encourage everybody, if you know how to pray in the Spirit, start praying now so we can magnify God's presence. It was something I felt impressed to do. So corporately as a group, we started praying in the Spirit. As we did that, one of the things that happened is this one lady went off on the tongue, and I'm like, what is that? But we prayed, and we turned around, and we prayed over this person. They received their healing, just so you know. Well, the Lord turned around, and I asked him later, Lord, what was that? I've never heard that before. And he shared with me that what I had witnessed or heard was a tongue of angels. So sometimes when we pray, it's not just in tongues of men, it's in tongues of angels. Let's go ahead and go into what the benefits are. But before I do, let me read to you the scripture out of Romans. The scripture out of Romans is Romans 8:26. This is what it says. It says, likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses. For we do not know what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. That being said, let's go into the benefits of praying in tongues or speaking in the Spirit. Yesterday we talked about what it is. Today we're talking about some of the benefits, not all of them, but some of the benefits. And tomorrow we're going to talk about how to receive the gift if you don't have it already and how to leverage or use it. Let's go ahead and go into our list. These are the benefits of praying in the Spirit. Direct fellowship with God. It allows you to have direct fellowship with God. Remember, it's the Holy Spirit praying through your spirit to God. Praying in the Spirit brings rest, refreshing, and peace. Oftentimes when you turn around and you pray in the Spirit, I will tell you at times when I've been unsettled or uneasy about a situation, maybe I have a strong worry that's trying to come on me, and I cast it, I literally get it and throw it on the Lord, which we talked about that last week, or earlier I should say in this series. When we do that, praying in tongues will often bring you rest, refreshing, but it also brings you peace and calm to your situation. Let's continue reading. Now, in addition to that, we also have personal edification. In other words, this builds us up spiritually. A lot of times people try to use their justification that you shouldn't speak in tongues because it only personally edifies you. But they don't know what edifying means. Edification is the act of building yourself up. But it's not just building yourself up physically. What you're doing is you are building yourself up spiritually. In other words, you're strengthening or growing your spirit man. Let's continue reading. We also have builds up God's presence and the atmosphere we're in. Sometimes when I go in to do a teaching, whether if it's a, you know, in the past when it was a Bible study or if I was leading a class or if I'm turning around and I'm going in to minister to a large crowd or whatever, you know, if I'm invited to the convention, I'll often get there early and go in that atmosphere and start speaking in the Spirit or praying in the Spirit, I should say, to magnify God's atmosphere in that environment so that his works can be done. Let's continue. We also have it elevates or magnifies your level of praise, thanksgiving, and worship. We have the ability to praise in the Spirit, and so this elevates, magnifies your or magnifies your level of praise, thanksgiving, and worship. It also helps to increase our sensitivity to being led and hearing God's voice. One of the things that people turn around and ask me probably most often is, how can I hear from God better? Well, in order to be led by the Holy Spirit or to hear God's voice better, the more time you spend praying in the Spirit, the more that will increase within your life. It creates a sensitivity to being led and hearing God's voice. The next one we have is it develops God's anointing and increases its presence. So again, it develops God's anointing within your life, and it increases its presence. In other words, there are times when you spend time praying in the Spirit, that anointing that's on you, it develops it. And as it increases it, you'll get clear understanding of what it is you need to do, what your next steps are, exactly how to grow in that. It builds that anointing on your life. And remember, anointing is when God blesses your abilities or your resources to accomplish his works that he's called for you to do within his within your life. And that brings glory to him. The next one we have is that it also allows us to pray about the future. And then the next one we have is it enables God to arrange deliverance and or protection for us or others. This is one of the most valuable things by praying in the Spirit. When we pray in the Spirit, it allows us to be able to pray about the future, our future or just the future in general, and it allows us to impact that. It tells us in Romans 4:17 that we have the ability to call things not as they were, but as they're meant to be. It also allows us that when we pray, it enables God to arrange protection or deliverance for us or others. Now, when I say it enables God, sometimes think, well, God's all-powerful. He can do whatever he wants. God is all-powerful. The question about faith, or not question, but the thing you have to understand is it's not about whether God has the power to do something. It's whether he has the authority to. Now, that throws a lot of people off, but here's what I'm going to tell you, or it can throw people off, so I should say, because based on what they taught is that God, everything's in God's control, but that's not accurate, and it doesn't line up with God's word. God has the power to do anything, anything. God has the power to do anything, but it doesn't mean he has the authority to. Why? Because we, as his children, he's given the authority to us through his son, Jesus Christ, and it's up to us to bring those things to pass. Remember, faith without works is dead, and the way you bring something to pass is by speaking it out. It's by using the authority in your spirit through your voice, exercising your faith to call those things that be not as they were, but as they are meant to be. Guys, I hope you enjoyed today's teaching. As always, we want to remind you to swing by our website at neilreyes.com, where you can find all of our teachings. You can stream them 24 hours a day at no cost from there. In addition, we invite you to swing by our social media and connect with us. We invite you to go by our YouTube channel. We also invite you to go by our Facebook page or our Twitter. And at that point, we're inviting you to connect with these. Get connected, like them, share them, subscribe to them, and then share them with your friends. If these teachings are helping you, it's a good chance they're going to help others as well, and it'll open the doors for you to being able to explain to them things that you've wanted to talk to them or are led to talk to them about. Guys, as always, we want to remind you that Jesus is Lord and he loves you, and so do we. Thank you, and have a blessed day.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Pastor Peaches, stop the five-minute timer, okay?
All righty.
Hallelujah. Any questions or comments about what you just heard? Hallelujah.
I don't have a question, but I have this Pastor Peaches, but I have a comment. I have experienced, like, I don't know if it was being troubled by something or being weighted down by something, and then praying in the Spirit, and then feeling much lighter, or feeling that burden lifted, or feeling like I have cast that care over on the Lord. And it is a difference when you're carrying something heavy, and then you're praying in the Spirit, and you're giving that thing over to the Lord, and it is a difference when you pray in the Spirit. Just like you have this confidence that it's being taken care of. Hey, God just lifted off of you.
Amen. You know, that is so true, and I found the same thing. Henry. Thank you, Pastor Peaches. And there is a scripture in the Old Testament. I apologize. I don't know the address. I'm going to find it after this service, this Bible study. It talks about the refreshing and the relaxation and the calm and the rest that you get through the Word of God and through just communing with God. And so I'm going to find that. And also, there is a scripture that talks about tongues in the Old Testament. So I'm going to get both of those scriptures, and I'll have them for you next Tuesday. And then, and by the way, they talked about, Anil talked about a teaching on the nine gifts of the Spirit. We're going to start that one next Tuesday. We're going to deal with three gifts of the Spirit next Tuesday, of the Holy Spirit. All right, anybody else has a question or comment? Hallelujah. Well, we're going to begin.
What's happening?
I didn't hear you.
What happens when you, how can I say this? Because this is what happens to me. It's like I'm getting ready to speak in tongue, right? But then it's like it's not that I have a fear, but I just see the people around me. And like he was stating earlier, if people don't understand, then, you know, they, you know, develop all these opinions and whatever. So that makes me kind of not want to speak very loud in tongues.
Well, that's all right. Like Anil said, when you're out in public or in a group, you might not want to say it out loud because people will want to call the people in white coats because they don't understand. But you can say it real softly to yourself because, again, it's a weapon of your warfare. And it does bring relaxation and rest and refreshing to you. So you're in a tight situation, a tense situation. You can go into your prayer language, and that will assist you in getting. It was like overwrite any programming that the enemy want to program to get you stressed out and upset and all that kind of stuff. It overwrites that. Your prayer language actually overwrites that. So when you're in say a public place or somewhere. You might not want to say it out loud while people can hear you, but you can whisper it in your. You can whisper it and have your prayer language. Again, it's yours. You know, it's not my prayer language. That's your prayer language. So it's yours to utilize it when you feel the need for it. So if God put on your heart, I need to use my prayer language. And it's in a situation like, well, again, you know, just turn down the volume on it and use your prayer language. Because that's the Holy Spirit giving you unction. Say, look here, you're going to need to use your prayer language because I've got to give a message to God in your prayer language. And it may be something totally in the future. It may be an accident that's getting ready to happen or somebody I was getting ready to come into this public place with a gun to shoot folks. You want to jump into the future and stop that from happening. Your prayer language is one of the tools to do that.
Amen.
And so, how many minutes you got?
Oh, 44, 49. Let me look. 49. Time up.
Okay, all right, and here is part three.
The Christian men I coach.
You have to get through that commercial.
I have to back in 8 weeks or less.
Get the commercial out of the way.
Hey, what's up, guys? This is Neil Reyes, and I want to welcome you to today's episode of Champions Minute. Today, we're continuing our series on the types of prayer, and today, we're finishing our teaching on praying in the Spirit. Get ready. Yeah. Today's topic that we're going to be discussing is praying in the Spirit, and this is part three in our teaching. Again, today's topic that we're continuing on is praying in the Spirit, and this is part three. If you've been with us for the past couple of weeks, you know that we've been covering the different types of prayer. There's nine different main types of prayer that the Bible covers within the Word, and we've been covering those nine different prayers and telling you exactly what they are and how they are. And we've been doing that so that when you go before the Lord and you pray, you make sure you're praying in the right manner. And what I mean by that is we've discovered that there are certain rules to prayer or how to pray. That's why sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes when people don't get their answers, their prayers answered, it's because they're not praying in the correct manner or praying the correct prayer. Other times they are, they're just not standing in faith to believe that it'll happen. There's different reasons why prayers are not answered. But one of the things we're going over is praying in the Spirit. And in praying in the Spirit, we took time to divide this into three different teachings. If this is your first time joining us, we invite you to go back to teaching one and then teaching two. And here's why. In teaching one, I break down exactly what praying in the Spirit is. Basically, praying in the Spirit is referring to praying in tongues. There's a lot of different opinions out there or thoughts on what it is or what it isn't, when it's to be used or how it's to be used and when it's not supposed to be. We really break through all of that, and in a short period, we turn around and we cover exactly what praying in tongues is and why you should do it. In part two, we talk about the benefits of praying in tongues. In other words, we talk about, and yes, there are benefits, there are reasons why you pray in tongues. In fact, very strong reasons why you should, and some very strong benefits of that. That's why the Lord gave that to us. That's a gift from Him. It's one of the nine gifts of the Holy Spirit. And then in today's teaching, we're going to talk to you about how to receive the gift if you haven't received it already. We're going to talk about how to pray in tongues. And if you've already received the ability to pray in tongues, I still invite you to stay tuned because it'll complete the series and add to your learning. But in addition to that, even if you've already received a tongue, there's no reason why you can't receive more than one prayer tongue. I'm going to say that again because some people may not know that. But it is possible for you to have more than one type of prayer tongue. Now, if all you ever have is one, that's okay. This isn't one of those things where when we check on level of believer, it's like if you have more than one, you're the baller of a believer. No, but I will tell you that it's a beautiful thing when you're praying and you hear a different tongue come out. I remember the first time that happened to me, I was like, what was that? And I realized as I was before the Lord that He had blessed me with another tongue. Wasn't something I asked for. Wasn't something I was seeking. It was just something that He blessed me because He loved me. I was in the Spirit with Him praying, and He blessed me with another tongue. So we're going to talk about that today. But as we talk today, I want to also share a couple of stories with you. But before we do, I want to get right into the Word. But as a reminder, I want to remind you that praying in tongues, what praying in tongues is, or praying in the Spirit, that's when you allow the Holy Spirit within you. Now, this is for believers only. If you're unsaved, then we will help you with that. You need to get saved because this is only for saved people. When you are saved, this is when you allow the Holy Spirit in you to pray through your spirit man directly to the Father. We're going to say that again. Praying in the Spirit is when you allow the Holy Spirit in you to pray through your spirit man directly to the Father. When you do that, you're speaking in things that only the Lord understands. At times He'll give you interpretations of those, whether it be through thoughts in your mind or things that rise up in your heart, but He'll turn around and He's praying about things that He needs to for your benefit. Now, as we talk about this, I want to get right into the Word, and I want to share with you a scripture that we're going to be covering today. Today's scripture that we're going to be covering is out of 1 Corinthians chapter 12, and we're going to be going through verses 4 through 11. So 1 Corinthians 12, 4 through 11. This is where it talks about the nine gifts of the Holy Spirit. In fact, sometimes you may hear people refer to these as the manifestation gifts. These are the nine gifts of the Holy Spirit. Now stay with us because this week we're also going to be starting a new series where we're going to be covering the nine gifts of the Holy Spirit. We're going to break them down to their three categories that they are. We have three different categories. You have the revelation gifts, you have the inspiration or motivational gifts, as they're sometimes called, and then you have the power gifts. We're going to cover what each one of them are, what they look like, what they do, and I believe that that's going to be a true blessing to you because most people, when we teach on this, realize they've already been operating some. They just didn't know what it was. But when they gain the understanding of what it is and where it's at in God's Word, confidence comes with that. And as confidence comes with that, there's a boldness that arises, and people will start to exercise and use those more. And the more they grow in those and the more they're found faithful with those, the more they'll develop. So stay tuned with us this week as we begin to cover that. Today, however, I want to go right into the scripture, and we're going to take you to where it talks about the nine gifts of the Holy Spirit, and then we'll get to why. So, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 4 through 11. Ready? Let's read. There are diversities of gifts, but the same gift. There are differences of ministries, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of activities, but it is the same God who works all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profitable. For to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit, to another the word of knowledge through the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healings by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another different kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually as he wills. Now, as we begin to speak about this, the reason why I read this is because it covers all nine gifts of the Holy Spirit. I wanted you to see that diverse types of tongues or different types of tongues is in the Word. And he did say tongues. That's because a couple reasons. One, people may have more than one tongue. But two, everybody has different types of tongues, okay? And as we described before, when the Lord gives you your heavenly tongue, it could be a tongue of man or a tongue of angels. And if it's a tongue of man, it doesn't have to be a current language that's operating in the world today. It could be a language from the past that has not operated, that doesn't operate anymore. It's a dialect that's not spoken anymore, okay? Now, in addition to that, he also states at the very end here that, but one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually as he wills. What I'm going to explain to you, and we're going to cover next week, or the rest of this week, or later this week, whenever we start getting the gifts, is that there's nothing you can do to earn the gifts of the Holy Spirit, but there are things you can do to prepare or position yourself to receive the gifts. One of the things I will tell you is that in order to receive these gifts, any of these gifts, he's going to give them based on how he wills. But there is one gift out of all nine of the manifestation gifts that I believe is available to every single believer. The other gifts he's going to give as he wills, but there's one gift that he's already willed that everyone should have. The one gift that he has already willed that everyone should have is the ability to speak in tongues or diverse tongues, having the ability to speak in other languages. In other words, it's your heavenly prayer language. Why? Because the Lord desires the Holy Spirit to be able to pray through you directly to the Father so that you can have direct communication or fellowship with him one-on-one. This is shown to us in the Word. Now, that being said, sometimes people say, well, the Holy Spirit, you know, these gifts don't operate anymore. Well, the Holy Spirit is still around, right? In fact, I'm going to tell you that these gifts are going to operate until the second coming of Christ. They started in the upper room in the book of Acts when Peter and John were giving the report after being arrested. The Lord came down on them when they got together and united for corporate prayer, and the place shook, and then they were filled with tongues. And as they were, this gift will continue to operate until the Lord comes back. Why? Because right now we have the Holy Spirit with us because we're separated from the Lord. But when he reunites us and reestablishes his kingdom here on earth, that's when tongues will cease, because at that point we won't need to pray in tongues to speak to him. We'll be able to be directly with him. He has already willed for you to have this. But you're going to have to determine when you go before the Lord, make sure you get your heart right with him. Like I said, there's nothing you can do to earn the gifts of the Holy Spirit, but there are things you can do to make sure you're right to receive it with them. As you do that, if there's any unresolved sin within your life, you need to resolve that with him now. Just simply present that to him, ask for forgiveness, and then ask that he comes into your life and floods you with your prayer spirit or with your prayer language, that you might be able to pray in tongues or pray in the Spirit to fellowship with him one-on-one. I will also tell you that when you hear people praying in tongues who have done it for some time, it seems like they rattle on entire sentences or paragraphs, or they just go on and on. I will tell you that as you begin to speak in the Spirit, it may only start with a couple of words. It may just be ba 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 ba, ba 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 ba. I mean, it may just be the same words over and over and over. But the more you use it, just like a toddler growing up, how they learn how to speak, they may only start off with one or two words. But the more they speak and the more they're in the presence of others who speak, in other words, the more you're in the Lord's presence, the more that language will develop. I want to share with you how I turn around and receive the Holy Spirit. I remember years and years ago, I was just sharing this with my children the other day. Years and years ago, I was at my in-law's house, and as I was at my in-law's house, I remember asking them how to speak in tongues because I had read about it in the Bible. Well, they turned around and shared it with me, and as I was on their couch in their living room, I remember going before the Lord and praying, and basically this is what I did. I'm not saying all people should do this, but this worked for me. I turned around and I realized that even though sometimes when we pray in the Spirit, it may not come down on us like fire necessarily. I have talked to people who believe that they're just going to wait for that. You know, it tells us in the Word that faith that works is dead. It also tells us that we must learn to confess or use our mouth. So I realized that I needed to turn around and start opening my mouth and speaking. So sometimes people, when they're ready to receive the gift of praying in the Spirit, they start praying in their natural language. But they're so focused on praying in their natural language or their native language that they don't give any room for the Holy Spirit to work. So what you need to turn around and do is you turn around and you just simply open your mouth. You free your mind of all thought because you can't be thinking like, is this happening or not? And all you simply do, or this is what I did, I simply went before the Lord and I started moving my mouth. And so I started babbling like a baby. I opened my mouth and I went, ba 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 ba, ba 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 ba, ba 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 ba, ba 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 ba, ba 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 ba, ba 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 ba, shigorogo no shina shamagana. And just like that, my prayer language came out. Now you just heard my prayer language. You're like, oh, there's a prayer. You got to have an interpretation. That's not necessarily how that works. You know, I'm going to give you an instruction. If you ask someone how to change your oil, well, they may actually have to put a video together or get underneath your car and show you how to change your oil. So when I'm teaching you how to pray in the Spirit, it's okay for me to pray in the Spirit before you so that you understand how to do it. Otherwise, I'm going to say you got to do this, but not give you an example of it. I'm giving you an example of it. Guys, you need to get outside of your religious mind and the religious framework that you've been taught to think with and start to get into the Spirit. Last story. Recently, just a couple weeks ago, I was at a class that we were teaching, and in this class we were talking about praying a healing and gifts of the Holy Spirit and things like that, and there was a gentleman who had wanted to receive the gift of praying in tongues who had never did it there. Corporately, as a group, we were all praying in the Spirit. So this gentleman goes ahead and he starts to pray, and as he is, other guys are praying with him, and they're really trying to turn around and help him pray in the Spirit, but nothing's happening. So I call him over to the side when they're done, and because I was led to do so, and I said, "Brother, here's how I learned how to speak in tongues, and here's what I'm going to tell you to do. One, you were over there praying, but I bet you were praying in your native language, in your natural language, correct?" And he said, "Yeah." I said, "Don't do that." I said, "You need to clear your mind and let the Holy Spirit come upon you, but you do need to move your mouth. So just start babbling like a baby." Now, some people may say, "Oh, that's not the way it works." I'm just telling you how it worked for me, and I've seen this work for many others. Is this the only way? No, of course not. But this is a way on how to receive it. So I said, "You need to just turn on, you know, we had praise and music, worship music on." So we had praise and worship music on. It was loud, people praying. I said, "All I want you to do is just start babbling like a baby. And as you babble like a baby, listen for the way for your voice to change. Don't be focusing on it, but just listen for your voice to change. And if you feel impressed to make a different sound, if you're going ba 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 ba, ba 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 ba, and you feel impressed to go e da ba, then go ba 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 ba, ba 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 ba, e da ba da. E-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba, e-da-ba-da-ba-da." Now, this is what I explained to him. I'm not telling you to do that, but I'm saying start off with the ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. And as you do that, you're going to feel your tongue want to make other syllables or other, you know, inflections. And as it does, that's your prayer language that's coming on you. Once that prayer language comes on you, I'm going to tell you that the more you use it, the more it'll grow. You should stand. Once you receive it, don't say, "Okay, I'm done, I'm walking out." It's not like you order a burger and they call you to the counter, you get your burger and you leave. You turn around and you stay praying in it. E ba 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 ba, ba 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 ba, e ba 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 ba, e da ba da ba, e da ba ba da da ba, e da ba da ba. Inna ba ga na inna hana sho unde ba da we inna sha, and your prayer language will come upon you. Guys, I hope that you have found this series of types of prayer very encouraging to you. I also hope that as we've been teaching on the prayer language, I know today's teaching went longer than normal, but I think it's important to you so that we can give you the proper instruction that you need to understand. If you have questions, guys, as always, we want to invite you to go by our website at neilreyes.com. If you click on the Contact Us page, there's a form that you can click on. You can fill it out and send it to us. I will tell you that that form will come directly to me. My staff will make sure that I receive that form directly to me. I can read it, and I can turn around and respond to you or have someone from my staff respond to you if you have questions regarding this. We're here to be able to help you grow in your relationship with the Lord. We want to see successful believers in the world, successful in their walk with the Lord, walking in all good things with Him. Guys, as always, we want to thank you for stopping by. In addition, we invite you to swing by our social media You can subscribe to our YouTube channel, find us on Facebook or on Twitter. We want to help you to be able to get these teachings to you so they're available to be streamed 24 hours a day at no cost, and they're available for you to share through social media with your friends if you think it's beneficial for them as well. Guys, as always, we want to remind you that Jesus is Lord and he loves you, and so do we. Thank you, and have a blessed day.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Again, if you want to review any of that, Neil Reyes said, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, glory to God. Praise the Lord.
Jesus, Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. You can go to YouTube. Again, his name is spelled N-E-A-L. His last name is spelled Reyes, R-E-Y-E-S. And you can put in, you go to YouTube, YouTube, and put in the search. You can put in Neil Reyes on on prayer language. And various videos will come up. You select the one that talks about your prayer language. Hallelujah. Any comments, questions?
I've got a comment. It can happen anywhere. We have a friend that got baptized in the Holy Ghost in a shower. You can practice your prayer language and ask God to give it to you anywhere. It doesn't matter where you are.
Hallelujah. Before we go on any further, all of us are going to go into our prayer language. Your prayer language, you can use it at any time. And it's okay to say it out loud today in this class. We're going to spend a little time in prayer language and using our prayer language. And those who don't have your prayer language, I suggest you do what Neil shared, because I had one sister in the church that hadn't developed prayer language. She was trying to do it, and she said, oh, I failed. I couldn't do it. I said, no, it's your prayer language. And I did. Well, he said, open your mouth and just, what do babies do? Blah, 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 blah. Start there. And after a while, I hear in church now, I hear her prayer language, and it's more than blah, 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 blah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So right now, before we go in any further, thank you, Holy Ghost, we're going to use our prayer language, because we need this weapon of our warfare. Hallelujah. Use your prayer language. If you don't have one, open your mouth. Don't think about words. You just open your mouth, begin to move your mouth, and will come to you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I need comments now. Hallelujah. On Neil Reyes. Did y'all enjoy that? Comments now.
Is there anything anybody didn't understand?
Well, I know I learned a lot, you know, in developing the language. Let me see. And what it understands and what it means to speak in tongues.
Mm-hmm.
I heard a lot of people speaking in tongues, but I didn't understand, you know, exactly what it meant.
Hallelujah. It's your spirit, the Holy Spirit speaking through your spirit to speak directly to God. And, you know, it is important for you to get that involved in your life, because it is a major weapon, not a minor weapon, a major weapon of your warfare. Hallelujah. And so as Neil says, and I agree with him, the love of the name of Jesus and the blood of Jesus is your prayer language. Get it, and every day you want to sharpen up your weapons. Hallelujah. You want to, glory to God. Hallelujah. You want to be able to fine-tune your weapons of your warfare. And the way you do that is by using it over and over again. Hallelujah. Anybody else? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For those who miss Bible study, you tell them they missed a good Bible study. And again, if you have if you're able to get to YouTube, you can go to Neil Reyes. I put it in the search engine, Neil Reyes on prayer language, or prayer, speaking. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Speaking in tongues, speaking in your prayer language, one of those subjects. It'll get to the right videos. And like I said, there were three of them on there. And he has teachings on several other things which are very good. And as you notice, his teachings are not long. They're about 12 to 15 minutes. And so we thank God for that. Hallelujah. Pastor Peaches, you have any more thoughts on this?
I think the more you use it, the more you'll remember to use it, and the more powerful you'll get in it. The more familiar it's like anything. You sharpen up your weapons, and the more they'll benefit you. Hallelujah! And this is the weapon. I remember Pastor Earl saying that praying in the spirit, praying in your prayer language, is like, well, that's your atom bomb. Okay, that's your atom bomb.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, when things go and you know what? And this is, and a friend of mine was telling me one time, they could be sitting in the midst of maybe a meeting, and they just start praying in the spirit under their breath. Not so anybody else did, but their mouth closed, and now we have a mask, so our lips can move. And nobody will see our lips moving because everybody wearing a mask. But even so, your mouth can be closed, and your tongue can be moving. Oh my goodness! And you're praying in the spirit. You can be in a meeting and an enemy trying to raise up his head, and you just start praying in the spirit. Yes, indeed. And watch God move.
Amen.
And nobody knows what you're doing. Nobody knows you're praying in the spirit. But you're throwing an atom bomb into whatever's going on. I'm praying.
Hallelujah. God. And see, glory to God. Because You're speaking in your spirit. See, the devil don't even know what you're saying.
That's right. So he's
caught off guard because he's a flesh devil. He only works in the flesh, carnality. He don't work in the spirit. He can't mess with your spirit. Hallelujah. The only thing he can do is what you let him do. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My bunch of. So that is a powerful weapon of your war. And once you begin to do it, you get more confident. And the atmosphere, you want to change the atmosphere of a place? There's a whole lot of stress and things like strife in the air. You go in there, and like Pastor Peter said, you got your mask on, so you can be whispering very low. Yes, and you're going on a trip. You got to go somewhere. You use your prayer language because your prayer language steps into the future. It either prepares you for what's coming or it makes it go away before you get there. Could be accidents. Could be people go. But you're in a store while it's being held up and stuff. Hallelujah. Use prayer in the spirit will jump in there and jump in the future and make those things not happen or will protect you from it happening. That's why, you know, a lot of times, Pastor Peaches, I know when we're driving and there's a detour, you know, and we it's a detour, and we got to go out of our way, but we're put on another time schedule. And when we get there, say, you should have, hold on, you just missed it. Somebody ran in and robbed the place and shot two people. And that was the store you were going into. You understand? So God is a powerful God. He didn't give us this gift so it could stay on the shelf and we not use it.
Amen.
But next week, we're going to start on the 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit.
Praise
God. That's the manifestation gifts. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You got the revelation gifts that reveal something. You got the inspiration gifts. They say something. And then you got the power gifts. They do something. So we're going to do 3 next Tuesday, 3 the following Tuesday, and 3 the following Tuesday. So in 3 weeks, we'll be finished with that. But y'all got to know this stuff. Because some of you are walking around with gifts of the Holy Spirit. And you've seen it in action, but you didn't know what it was. You just knew something, or something just appeared to you, and then what appeared to you happened. You're walking around with gifts of the Holy Spirit, you don't know what it is. But when you are made aware of what it is, then you'll get more confident in using it, and not just to benefit yourself, but to benefit others. Others.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Pastor Peaches, you want to say something? Okay. So we look forward.
Excuse me, would like to say something.
I beg,
is that okay?
Yes, go ahead.
Excuse me, would like to say something.
Yes.
Speaking in tongues is like your secret weapon. Because when you're speaking in tongues, sometimes you don't even know what you're saying.
The Holy Spirit
comes over you and takes over. But it fattens up your inner man. And the more you do it, like Sister Peter said, the more you exercise it, when you go to lay hands on someone, the anointing will come upon them and God's will be done about the healing. Because the Bible has said, if someone is sick, to pray over them and put your hands on them. The more that your inner man is built up and spiritually you're confident in it, even your faith is built. So you do it more and more and more. You'll see God activating. It's like a secret weapon, but the more you use it, the bigger it gets, the stronger it gets. It confirms what is in you, and Christ can depend on you and send you out to go lift hands and be the hands and feet of Jesus in the earth on purpose.
Amen. Yes. It also reveals things to you. Just like if somebody asks you to do something, and you may not, your supervisor, somebody may ask you to do something, and you say, oh, my gosh, I don't know how to do that. And you just start praying in the spirit. And God will unravel. He'll unravel mysteries to you. He'll reveal some things to you.
Hidden treasures.
the, the Lord, somebody may, you may have somebody to pray. Somebody may need some prayer. You may even see somebody that needs prayer, and you may not know what the situation is, but you may be praying for them at a distance, and you praying in the spirit because you don't know what the situation is. And when somebody, even when someone asks you to pray for them, and the situation or the condition may be so too personal, they don't want to share with you. They may be ashamed or too embarrassed. You can pray in the spirit because God will know what the situation is. He will know what the need is. So therefore, they don't have to tell you. And you pray in the spirit, but God knows. God, and he'll answer. He will answer.
I think hidden treasures are revealed in that realm when you're talking in tongues, because your spirit is connecting with God's spirit, and it electrifies. And like you said, it's like a blow. It's a bomb. It's instant. It's powerful.
Yes,
you know, and also, you know, and this is one thing that I do when people say, I want you to pray for me. I start speaking in tongues right then because I don't know what they need, but the Spirit does. Hallelujah. So I begin to speak in tongues right then and there and begin to use it. Then sometimes you come to a situation, you don't know what to say. Come to you for counseling, and you don't know what to say. But guess what? According to God. Hallelujah. You start speaking in your prayer language. And God will reveal stuff to you, or you may not. But you pray and continue to do that. I'm going to tell you that. According to God. It'll change the atmosphere. So that revelation, wisdom, and knowledge will come not just to them, but to you.
That's right.
Amen.
You sit down and let God stand up.
Amen. And that does put you in the background.
That's right.
It puts you in the background. Let's humble in yourself. I'm in the back. Thank you, Elder Kiwi. I'm in the background. Holy Spirit, you take the foreground.
Amen.
And he will do it. And there's some situations, you know, there's some situations that you really honestly don't know what to say.
Amen. That's so true.
So you either say nothing or go or speak in your prayer language. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we thank God for
a life of constant prayer. We live a life of constant praying anyway.
Yes.
When any situation comes up and we don't know what to do, the Holy Ghost does know. So that's why he changes even your tongue that you don't know, but your heart and your emotions and your anointing is reaching heaven, and he comes down and he dances with it, and then he comes out of your mouth and changes the atmosphere, just like you said, and it's powerful.
Mm-hmm.
You heard, now I think Brother Neil said nine benefits, but there's a big list of the benefits. He just identified nine, because I guess if he had to give them all, that would take up all the time to be, you know, because there's so many more benefits of using prayer language. That's why the enemy has fought so hard for you not to get it, for you not to
get
it. Because it turns
that away from us. Amen.
Yes, and the enemy was to keep us in the dark. Love to keep us in the dark, and we'll try to, I guess, not let us know what our weapons are, and as long as we don't know that we have a weapon that can whip his butt, we're going to keep on getting whipped.
Right. And the Bible says our weapons are not carnal, they're spiritual. So once you start to use that prayer language as a weapon, the more powerful you are, naturally and spiritually, it sets to change the atmosphere immediately, kicks Satan out, and invites Jesus Christ in.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Thank you.
And we have been dealing with major, you know, the weapons of our warfare, of course, our prayer language and the name of Jesus and the blood of Jesus. But, we've been dealing with another weapon of our warfare is the same what God said.
Amen.
And all of that together, that weapon, yes. Your arms, you
yes.
put it, the guy say, lock and load. You ready for right. there. But you look, you go out and try to get the bag, you don't have all your weapons, the bag going to get you and say, boy, he tastes just like chicken. So you're going to get all the weapons of your warfare you can get. That's why I tell folks to learn the addresses. Get all these weapons. Every weapon you can get. I mean, that's a smash. You know how the old comedy shows where they take a cream pie and smash it in somebody's face? You smashing a pie in the devil's face every time you quote a scripture, every time you speak in tongues, every time you say the blood of the Lord of Jesus Christ, every time, glory to God, in the name of Jesus, every time you say Jesus is Lord. You smashing a pie in the devil's face. You always have to go take a shower because you've been beating them up with them cream pies and all them other things. And then he turned around to go wash himself up, and God comes up and kicks him in his back part, his hinder part. Psalm 78, verse 66, y'all.
But even as we pray, when we use the word of God in our prayers, that's inviting him in because God has to answer his word. So you're saying what God said, so he's got to show up on the scene, but you're using it in your prayer that you're praying for him. And that's a double whammy right there.
And there's another thing, and I've shared this, and it's so true. You must understand this very carefully. What you say out of your mouth is a boomerang.
Mm. Yes, it is.
It will come back to you. So yes, you've got to speak words of healing and hope and encouragement and testimony and life. Because life and death is in the power of the tongue. Speak life.
Amen. Amen. But we're pregnant with much potential through the word of God, speaking in tongues. And we have to use those weapons. Because they're spiritual, because in this world today, even our minds can't fathom even an answer or even how to handle a situation. But when you give it over to God, he empowers you. He empowers what he has given us. These are gifts that he has given us. And he expects us to use it on a regular basis. Let it be a lifestyle, not just a now and then thing. People, like you said, underestimate the power of talking in tongues. That's a straight line from heaven, from earth to glory, and right back. Back and forth conversation is awesome.
It's mighty to God through the pulling down of strongholds. We have so many strongholds sometimes in our lives, and we curse that in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We free people up right now in Jesus' name. Yadabokoria, whatever. Strongholds of the enemy curse you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we thank God for them, allowing us to turn our strongholds, because the anointing that comes in your prayer language destroys the yoke, destroys the work of the enemy in your life, your family.
Amen. We have to remember this is war, and you need your war clothes on and all of your weapons with you on board 24/7.
Even when you sleep.
Amen. Your war clothes on.
That is available. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Sometimes I've woken up speaking in tongues. I was praying in the Lord, praying with the Lord. Sometimes I woke up quoting scriptures.
Yes.
This is these are weapons of your warfare, y'all.
Weapons of destruction.
You're going to destroy the works of the enemy. Use your prayer language. And I think it's just a good thing to do. We're going to go off. Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah for the words that you've shared with us, the revelation, the wisdom and knowledge and understanding that you've given to us. And as we close this Bible study, we open up to our prayer language and to you continually moving in our lives. Amen with our prayer language. Yadavokoye, take care of you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We love you. We love you. Love you. God loves you. Nothing you can do about it. Hallelujah. Join us tomorrow morning at 6:55, 7 a.m. for praise and worship. Hallelujah. At 7 p.m. tomorrow night for part two. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My message started on Sunday. Y'all got it here, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Love you all now. Have a blessed rest of your evening.
Good night. God bless. Love
God bless you.
God bless
you. So long now. Hallelujah. Put a ticket in.